Mishnah Gimel, the Torah requires that when one eats a Korban Pesach, he eats it in a state of being satisfied and becoming full. Now, if you think about it, if you have, let's say, one Korban Pesach and a very large chabura, a very large group of people who are sharing this animal for the Korban Pesach, so each person is going to receive a relatively small piece of the Korban Pesach, and it may end up eating it without being satisfied. And because of that, the Torah introduced another Korban known as the Korban Chagiga, which is not necessarily an obligation in itself. However, so that the Korban Pesach is eaten in a state of being satisfied, there are times where the Korban Chagiga is also brought with it. And so the Mishnah clarifies, Emosai mevi Chagiga imai, when is Korban Chagiga brought together with the Korban Pesach? Zman shubo bachol. Firstly, only on a weekday can a Korban Chagiga be brought. Since it's not an absolute obligation, only the Korban Pesach, which is an obligation, only that overrides the prohibitions of Shabbos, but not bringing a Korban Chagiga. Secondly, b'tahara, only if the Korban Pesach is brought and eaten in a state of purity. Now, surely every Korban Pesach has to be eaten in a state of purity? The answer is no. If the majority of the Jewish people, or if the majority of the Koyanim, are in a state of tumah, then there's a special, unique halacha when it comes to Korban Pesach, which we will learn more in detail later on in the Masechta, but there is a unique halacha that if the majority of the Jews, or the majority of the Kohanim are tameh, then the Korban Pesach is brought and eaten in a state of tumah. However, in that case, that is a unique halacha for a Korban Pesach, but that does not apply to a Korban Chagiga, and therefore, if they are tameh, then they cannot bring a Korban Chagiga. And thirdly, of a muat, if each person who is part of the group on that Korban Pesach will only receive a little bit of the Korban Pesach, and if they won't necessarily be satisfied and full from it, so then they should bring a Korban Chagiga, so that the Korban Pesach will be eaten in a state of being satisfied. On the other hand, there is Manchu Baba Shabbos, but in a situation in which the Korban Pesach is being brought on a Shabbos, b'merubeh, or if there is anyway a lot of meat for each person in the group, if let's say there are not a lot of people as part of that group, with a tumah, or if they are bringing it in a state of tumah, then ein vinim chagiga, they would not bring a Korban Chagiga with it, because the fact that you can override the prohibitions of Shabbos and Tumah, etc., that only applies to the Korban Pesach, but not to a Korban Chagiga.